In 1997, Missy Elliott made a big hip-hop splash with her debut release, Supa Dupa Fly. It featured her strong rap vocals, showcased by a distinctively sensuous production style she developed with her collaborator, Tim Timbaland Mosley. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Elliott's new CD, called Miss E, So Addictive, is proof that Elliott is in no danger of succumbing to hip-hop's tendency to produce one-hit wonders.
I know some of y'all sick of songs y'all be hearing on the radio. Oh. So me and Timbaland gon' get that shit you never heard
shit
before.
Shit you never heard before.
It's like drinking liquor or weed or X, whatever does you the best. My beats are so,
so
addictive.
Come on, get crunk.
Missy Elliott has a lot of nerve. She begins her new CD by asserting that her music is addictive, knowing she's got about another hour to keep good on her promise. The thing is, it's no idle boast. She pretty much pulls it off. The collection, called So Addictive, is a bold move. Elliott is no hardcore rapper. She uses four-letter words, and they're here not for shock value, but for spice, and for emphasis on what she considers important. The theme of her album is the seductive power of music, and on this cut, called Lick Shots, she not only articulates that sentiment, but the music surrounding her words demonstrates exactly what she means.
Hey, yo, Timbaland. See, what they don't understand is we about to flip our whole style on them for 2001. And for those of you who hated, you only made us more creative.
Mr. Mina,
you don't want to speak my name. Mess around, get that ass blown away. Fool gone away. I ain't never let you tell anyway. Missy got something to say. I ride down the block in an Escalade. Bling, bling all in your face. I think you might need to put on your shades. I know you feel me though. You're hating on me, but you hear me though. 20-inch rim sitting crazy low. I'm a crazy hoe. I'ma keep the party live.
Lick Shots typifies the sound that makes Elliott's music so addictive. Its electronic beats are sped up to achieve a jittery blur, while the guitars and keyboard riffs are shrewd updates of the scratching style of R&B that used to be practiced by African-American acts as various as James Brown's Famous Flames and the New Orleans instrumental group The Meters. It's a wiggly, quivering, insinuating sound that really stands out in current hip-hop music. A prime example is this cut, which features a vocal from Timbaland.
Keep a bunch of pretty models surrounding Tim. I'm over capacity when it comes to making them beats. Me and Missy making y'all move y'all feet. Making y'all dance and tango make y'all mates get weak. That's only gonna be drop a bunch of heat. That's what you're gonna expect coming from my crew. Bunch of dope beats and a bunch of dope lyrics too. I know that's too much for you to handle, dude. Now ask yourself, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
At a time when so much pop music chases trends and follows its own tail, Elliott and Timbaland distinguish themselves as musicians with their own agenda, yet it's one that reaches a broad audience. The last thing they want to be are eccentric cult artists.
Boy, let me free your mind. Let's hook up tonight. Take you on a flight. High, high. Make you warm inside. I won't waste your time.
There's another artistic risk that Missy Elliott is taking on this CD, equating the consumption of music with the consumption of drugs, particularly the so-called party drug ecstasy. It's no coincidence that she calls her CD Miss E, E being the slang term for ecstasy. That song I just played uses the word as a pun for sexual and pharmaceutical pleasure. Either way, it works as music, no matter what disapproval Elliott may incur for talking so blithely about illegal substances. And I mean the drug, not sex. As George Clinton, another inspiration for Missy Elliott's funky hip-hop, often says, think, it ain't illegal yet.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Miss E, So Addictive by Missy Elliott.